I'm Gary, a compulsive overeater. I titled this Failure versus Success. I listed failure first because I had many failures before I had success and became abstinent. It took me lots of practice to become abstinent, so failures were normal. It took me 13 years to become abstinent, and I've been abstinent for over 4 years now. I attended my first 12-step meeting January 18th, 1989. It was adult children of alcoholics. I was nervous and did not think about the fact that everybody in the meeting had their first meeting at one time also. When I got inside, there was a doctor and a nurse that I knew. The doctor eventually became my sponsor for 1 year while I worked through one of my many issues. ACOA meetings revealed my dysfunctions and got me into counseling. I quit eating sweets about a year or two after starting ACOA. That did not help me lose weight, but sweets are a binge food and a trigger food for me. It took me about 3 weeks of cravings to end. There were occasional temptations, but I did not want to go back to them. For me, it was easier to not start eating than to try to stop, so I took the easier path. I learned to ignore them, and when I passed them in the stores, when my wife has them, I ignore them. That took practice too. I attended adult children and alcoholics meetings for many years and then switched to OA about 2005 because I was up to 220 pounds when I should have been 146 pounds. Like all program things, I had to practice a lot to become abstinent. I was fighting against family rules that were in opposition to the 9 tools, especially these 4: a plan of eating, meetings, writing, and an action plan. Our meeting format recommends these actions. Number one, honestly face the truth about yourself and the illness. 2, keep coming back to meetings to talk and listen to other recovering compulsive leaders. 3, read our literature and that of Alcoholics Anonymous with an open mind. 4, most importantly, if you are willing to rely on a power greater than yourself, direction in life. Next, take the 12 steps to the best of your ability. My failure came from not facing truth, not getting a sponsor, not writing, not having a food plan, not turning my life over to God. Someday I would somehow, some way control my eating was a delusion. My family of origin, we were taught not to ask for help from anyone for anything. We were supposed to be responsible for ourselves. Seeking help was a sign of weakness. Thus, a sponsor was something I avoided. I finally overcame that family rule of not asking for help, and I got a sponsor. A sponsor is very valuable and a conscience for me. I've only done little writing. That was when my counselor or sponsor required it. When I was in 7th grade, I began to write poetry. It was not until I got into ACOA that I realized my poems were expressing my fears and my feelings. Now when I read them, I see the issues that I was writing about and the feelings I was having. My sponsors give me writing assignments when I got stuck and didn't understand why I am thinking a certain way or taking actions that I should not be doing. Those writings have been extremely helpful in understanding my problems, correcting them, or accepting them. I did not put a food plan together for years because I lived under the delusion that somehow, some way I would be able to control my eating. And I finally did put food plans together. I researched the internet to find out how many calories a normal person my height and activity level should eat. I then put together an Excel spreadsheet with the foods that I was eating that showed the calories and the amounts of food I was eating. That helped me eliminate some foods that were too high in calories. Helped me identify the trigger foods to avoid. Showed me the calories of each food that I could safely eat. That helped me to put together food plans. I had to give up several foods that I have no control over and replace some of my bad foods with healthier ones. I added several new vegetables that I was not eating and found I loved them. Another positive benefit of getting off sugar was that vegetables taste much better. Also, fruits taste sweeter, excuse me, were a great replacement for high sugar foods. I would never go back to sugar because it would destroy the wonderful taste of vegetables I now enjoy. That is a blessing. I had a distorted belief of God because growing up in the Catholic Church and in a dysfunctional home with dysfunctional religious beliefs, I finally turned my life over to God for decades. That was difficult because my family of origin said I was supposed to control my life. When I was growing up, I was taught to fear God, and that God would punish me for my sins. I was told that God was loving and forgiving, but would burn me in purgatory if I needed it, burn me in hell forever if I was bad enough. I took reading the Bible twice from cover to cover, reading a book about the corruption of some of the popes helped me change my beliefs. I also read the big book. Once I started reading it, I could not put it down until I finished it. What an eye-opener. A never loving and forgiving God emerged for me. God gave alcoholics the 12 steps. What a gift. I changed from being religious to being spiritual. That is, I formed a personal relationship with God and turned my life over to her, him. After that, admitting I could not control my eating on my own was easy. It was obvious since I was 70 pounds plus overweight. I then honestly faced the truth about myself. I've always been a slow learner and stubborn. I stuck to meetings because they always taught me things and helped me slowly change my food behavior. The time it takes to become abstinent is a continuum. One person in our general meetings became abstinent in 1 year. Some took decades, like me, and others have never become abstinent. For me, the meetings have been more than about losing weight. They've helped me identify my dysfunctions and overcome them. They are a boost for me every week. They support, a source of support from all of them, especially newcomers. All of you are a blessing. Here's what worked for me to finally become abstinent. There were three actions that broke the camel's back. First, I put a food plan together. Second, I got a sponsor and reported my food plan to my sponsor and another person in a way. Sponsor helps me be accountable, gives me support when I need it. Third, I've turned my will and life over to God. Because of OA, I've been abstinent since 2017. Not been perfect. I had 4 binges during that time. My sponsor helped me cope with them and not give up. My sponsor said, don't carry on a conversation with food. When I do have a conversation with food, I lose that argument every time. Like most things in OA, it has taken a lot of practice to stop having discussions with food. That was powerful information for me. Food addiction is truly a disease, but it is treatable by using the 12 steps and the 9 rules. For me, it required patience, practice, and forgiveness when I had a failure. For me, the experience was learning from my mistakes. When I stumbled, I did not have to start at the beginning again because I already had experience, knowledge, and the tools. Our invitation says, but I'm too weak, I'll never make it. Don't worry, we've all said the same thing. The amazing secret to the success of this program is just that weakness. It is weakness, not strength, that binds us to each other into higher power and somehow gives us the ability to do what we cannot do alone. All of us share the same addiction. All of us understand the feelings of others because we can feel them. I feel comfort in knowing that I'm not alone and my feelings are understood by others in OA. Meetings give me the boost every week that helps me get through the week. This is true. Keep coming back. It works when you work it. Thank you.